Let's now consider the role of the World Bank in the global economy. The World Bank was conceived of during World War II by Great Britain and the United States working together during a series of meetings at Bretton Woods. From the beginning, the vision was of a bank dedicated to the idea of economic development for the poorer nations of the world. Some of the concrete goals stated by the bank itself are fighting poverty and hunger, educating, gender equality, health, environmental sustainability, and overall all of those goals under a general rubric of economic development. Of those goals, two of them, gender equality and environmental sustainability, are relatively recent. There are several quite distinct institutions associated with the World Bank. The first is the International Development Association, or IDA as it is known for short. The IDA works with the very poorest nations and offers zero interest loans and also grants and aid. You can think of this as very much a kind of traditional aid agency. The International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, also known as IBRD, is much more like a bank, as the name World Bank would suggest. So the IBRD borrows money from private capital markets and then invests this money in projects in developing nations. The IBRD works with developing nations, but unlike the IDA, it does not in general focus its activity on the very poorest of those nations. To get a sense of scope, in a typical year, IDA expenditures might run around $15 billion, and the amount of money raised in private capital markets by the IBRD might run in the range of $10 to $15 billion. There is also the IFC, or the International Finance Corporation, which is part of the broader World Bank Group, and this also serves bank-like functions, trying to support private sector investment in developing nations. If you're looking at the governance of the World Bank, you could start with the president of the World Bank. By convention, this person is a citizen of the United States, and the United States has a very significant role in choosing the person. The World Bank has executive directors coming from many nations, but the most fundamental form of governance in the World Bank are the voting rights of particular nations. And here, the United States, the major European nations, and Japan really have very significant influence over the World Bank through their ultimate voting rights. It has been a matter of real controversy whether developing nations should be given greater voting rights in the World Bank. Many poor individuals in developing nations have benefited a great deal from projects supported by the World Bank. But let's look at a few of the major criticisms of the World Bank. One set of criticisms has been directed at the bank's programs for what is called structural adjustment. Under structural adjustment, the bank lends money to a country, but it also asks that country to make policy changes, typically in the direction of economic liberalization. This, of course, has proven very controversial. I'm not going to survey these debates here in this unit, but if you look at the other video units as part of this course, you will find many particular details on whether various sectors should be seeing more economic liberalization or not. There's a second approach to understanding the World Bank, and probably it's more of an observation than a criticism, but the size of the World Bank has now become really quite small relative to the size of private capital markets to developing nations. So if we think of the IDA in a typical year as spending $15 billion, and if we think of the IBRD as being in a typical year in the range of $10 to $15 billion, and there's the broader World Bank group, but we're getting a total impact in the range of several tens of billions of dollars. And then imagine that in a typical year, private capital flows are, say, $600 billion to developing nations. Well, then the World Bank looks quite small. These private capital flows are a good thing, and it was part of the original vision of the World Bank that private capital would step in and do a lot of what the World Bank did at first. But nonetheless, what you hear often is exaggerated rhetoric about the World Bank, whether for good or for evil, and the notion that the World Bank is somehow pulling the strings on the global economy and manipulating capital markets and keeping poor countries under its boot, or whatever is alleged about the World Bank, typically those claims are serious exaggerations. The World Bank is one player in economic development, but in relative terms, it's becoming smaller and indeed much smaller with the passage of time. Another criticism of the World Bank is that it's too much under the control of its own boards of directors. For instance, those boards tend to represent the United States and the wealthier European nations and Japan, and in part, they view the World Bank as a useful way of generating construction and infrastructure contracts for corporations back in their home countries. And what they're interested in seeing the World Bank do is lend a lot of money and give a lot of aid, but in a form that will involve these contracts for their own corporations. That's where a lot of the political support for the World Bank comes from. But sometimes this leads to harmful incentives, because the incentives within the World Bank are to get contracts out the door. And of course, the developing nations working with the World Bank, they know this. So sometimes they're able to manipulate the World Bank and get a contract when ideally perhaps the World Bank should take more time or impose greater conditionality or maybe cut off aid or cut off the loan. But in fact, the incentive is sometimes to keep that stream of contracts running. And the overall result of this equilibrium game between the developing nation, the World Bank, and the individuals on the World Bank boards of directors who want a lot of construction contracts, often from that mix you end up with a fair amount of inefficiency and not necessarily the most effective projects for development aid. Of course, there's an enormous amount written on the World Bank. For a very simple start, use Google. But also consider Googling the news. So go to news.google and enter World Bank, or enter World Bank and the names of particular nations. And that's one way to start getting a handle on what the World Bank is up to right now. I also recommend digging very much into specific project areas, whether it be health or education or water policy, whatever. And you can do that by looking at the other video units and following their suggestions for further research. That's one very good way to get a handle on the specifics of what the World Bank has been up to.